Number 7.
Does she want to buy the property?
A.
If you do it properly.
B.
She has too many already.
C.
We looked at it yesterday.
Number 8. The car has GPS navigation, doesn't it? A.
I can't find a map.
B.
Perhaps we can try it next time.
C.
Yes, it's integrated into the dashboard.
Number 9.
Is Mr. Jones in the office or will he come in late today?
A. He arrived at 8 a.m. B. I will ask him tomorrow. C. I have seen him a lot lately. Number 10. Why haven't we received a final invoice yet? A.
Sorry, I haven't seen it.
B.
There was a dispute with one of the charges.
C.
He should be here by noon.
Number 11.
Is Telco Industrial a crane manufacturer?
A.
They're in these crates.
B.
No, he hasn't told me yet.
C.
Yes, but it makes other machinery too.
Number 12. Learning a second language was a good idea, don't you think? A.
I will start studying next week.
B.
Yes, I teach students 3 times a week.
C.
A lot of hard work, but certainly worth it.
Number 13.
Who'll be giving the opening remarks at the ceremony?
A.
They've hired a motivational speaker.
B.
It's open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
C.
Charles has changed his phone number.
Number 14. How do I get my electricity service shut off? A.
You should shut it tightly before you leave.
B.
Just call the utility company.
C.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Number 15.
When will the chairperson begin the presentation?
A. In the main hall, I think. B. To give an overview. C. We're still setting up the sound equipment. Number 16.
We could display the posters in the main lounge.
A. I'll save you a seat. B. The display case might be locked. C. And hang them in the elevators too. Number 17.
Wasn't Robin planning to write an article for this month's newsletter?
A.
I'm afraid I'm busy.
B.
No, it's too late.
C.
What was your favourite article?
Number 18.
I forgot to ask how many guests there would be.
A.
So did I.
B.
Thanks for the invitation.
C.
Right after lunch.
Number 19. Why was Ms. Rove nominated for an industry award? A.
The reward is $500.
B.
She has a number of impressive accomplishments.
C.
I think it's highly motivating.
Number 20.
What should be included in the employee manual?
A.
I found the manual helpful.
B.
Why don't you get Molly's opinion?
C.
One for each trainee.
Number 21.
How did you find the seminar on negotiation strategies?
A. It was quite educational. B. In the corner. C. It was last Friday. Number 22.
I recommend enrolling in the interview skills class as soon as possible.
A. I met with the HR director. B. Please present your resume. C. How many spaces are available? Number 23.
Who needs to check out a laptop for the accounting workshop?
A.
Everyone's bringing their own.
B.
No later than noon.
C.
That would be helpful.
Number 24.
This window is impossible to open.
A.
The wind is blowing hard outside.
B.
Try it from the other side.
C.
Who broke into your house?
Number 25. Are you comfortable eating meat or would you prefer a vegetarian meal? A.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
B.
I'm actually a vegan.
C.
It was cooked perfectly.
Number 26.
Would you like to see the photography exhibit or the one on ancient sculptures?
A. Do we have time for both? B. I bought a new camera. C. At the Dumont Museum. Number 27.
You talked to the distributor before the staff meeting, didn't you?
A.
It's about our marketing campaign.
B.
No, he didn't answer the phone.
C.
You can distribute them later.
Number 28.
Are you installing a security alarm in the laboratory?
A. It'll be up and running next week. B. A variety of chemicals. C. I'm really glad to hear that. Number 29.
Would you mind picking up Mr. Evans at the airport on Tuesday?
A.
Yes, mine is a 7:30 p.m. flight.
B.
Let's check the tickets.
C.
I'll be out of town.
Number 30.
Didn't you want to move to an apartment near work?
A.
20 minutes on foot.
B.
Yes, but I can't afford it.
C.
To sign the lease.
Number 31.
Which position did Terry take on the board?
A. I'll reposition it later. B. It was taken to the warehouse. C. He became treasurer.